New Orleans area devotees of art films, who go wherever they can to find that unusual movie or documentary, know all the routes to and from Chalmette. Why Chalmette? Because they know that's where Wendislaus Schultz, better known to most of us as Wenny, and his business partner Ellis Fortenberry can be found, running the box office and selling the popcorn in the Chalmette movies, located in a strip shopping center in the 8700 block of West Judge Perez Drive in St. Bernard Parish.
We have six screens total. We devote 5.5 screens to Hollywood movies, and the other half screen is for independent and foreign movies, trying to promote those kind of movies for the people of St. Bernard Parish. And of course, you know, Bywater, Treme, Marigny, French Quarter. We're only 6 miles away from the French Quarter. It's not really as far as people think it is.
Now, it's true that getting to Chalmette is not at all difficult. But somehow, to lots of folk, it's more a case of out of sight, out of mind. Because, in fairness to Chalmette, and no offense intended, it's not a place many would associate with art films. Unless, of course, you know Wenny Schultz, whose love of movies began when he was a kid.
First movie I ever remember seeing was Pinocchio back in the early 50s. That wasn't the original release, that was a re-release. My aunt and uncle used to take me to the drive-in all the time, because if you're under 12, which I was at that time, you get in free. And then my cousins, as they got older, about 4 years and 8 years older than me, they would take me to the movies all the time. And as I got older, I just kept the interest, and I've always been interested in the movies. But I really got my start purchasing the Star Theater in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
Over the years, Wenny opened and closed movie houses in various locations. Remember the Plaza in New Orleans East, or that much-beloved cinema pub, Movie Pictures in Mid-City? Somehow, his small movie world has managed to survive in a cinema house industry threatened first by television, then by multiplexes, now by even bigger megaplexes. But what many people don't know is that in all those years, at the same time he was feeding his cinema habit, Wenny had a day job that was very different.
I was a teacher from 1969 to 2002 in New Orleans Public Schools. Started out in driver's education, believe it or not, and when they dropped that program in 1976, I got interested in special education since I was good at working with those emotionally disturbed children, and I did that for the rest of my career. So the last half of my career, about 15 years, I was a homebound teacher, which means I went to the homes of the children who were physically unable to go to school. It's a very rewarding type of a job. So in 2002, I just decided to quit. By that time, we had the theater in the Plaza. So, you know, I was making money at that. Plus, now, obviously, I get my teacher's retirement.
So now Wenny does what he loves full time.
I see at least usually around 2 movies a day, some for pleasure, some to check to see if we're going to play them in Chalmette.
So does he have some interesting things coming up soon?
Starting March 15th, we've got Dirty Energy, which is all about BP. And how they really screwed over the people in St. Bernard, Plaquemines, and Jefferson. It was all filmed in St. Bernard, Plaquemines, and Jefferson. A lot of local interest in the film, which will play a week. Of course, we have the online, the website, which is designed by my business partner, Ellis Fortenberry. We're involved with the film festival every year. But as far as booking movies way in advance, it's sort of difficult because of the availability. Sometimes they go to Canal Play, sometimes they go to Britannia, sometimes they even go to Zeitgeist, which is another interesting format. So it's hard to pick them out in advance. So we just fly by the seat of our pants.
Well, here's hoping he keeps flying that way. It's worked out well so far. To find out more about Chalmette Movies, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.